Ripple Effect. This is the Empowering Youth Podcast from Building Utah Youth. A nonprofit organization established in 2007 to provide powerful leadership training to the youth of our communities. And now, here's your host, by board member, co-owner of Rapport International, and certified trainer, Brett Johnston.
Hello, welcome back to the Empowering Youth Podcast. I'm Brett Johnston.
And I am Mesa Whitaker. And today we have a lifelong friend for me, Kenna. So please tell us all about you. We're excited to hear about your great story.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah, you guys go way back.
We do.
Yeah, especially in relation to your age. I mean, that is a long time.
We trauma bonded almost.
The best really friendships start here. That way. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been so long since we've seen each other.
I know.
Like
I know
years.
Thank God for Instagram, man. I know. I'm hearting every one of your stories.
Oh, wow.
I know.
She's my girl.
I know. I love it. It's so good. Honestly, we embraced outside. We haven't seen each other. It was a moment. It was magical.
Yeah. A warm embrace.
I'll tell my kids one day about it, I'm sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Welcome.
Stay down.
Happy to have you.
Happy to be here. Yeah. It's been great.
So where do you want to start? We did a little, you know, moment of just sharing about, you know, a little bit of the reason why we do this. And that's just to help make a difference in other people's lives. And that's what we call giver's gain at Rapport. You know, you give, you get back. And by telling one story, it really does create some power for the person and then perspective for other people, hearing people share their story. So where do you want to start?
I want to hear about when you were younger.
Let's start when you were little.
Okay.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? Yeah. What was life like when you were growing up?
Yeah. So I am the youngest of five. I have three brothers, one sister. We've always lived in Utah, Northern Utah, like Plain City area. My parents got divorced when I was little, so
out there with the mosquitoes.
Oh my god,
they're the worst out there.
Yeah. Vicious.
The worst is Vineyard, and
they're like pterodactyls.
City.
Truly, take you away. but yeah, grew up there. My parents got divorced when I was little, but I've always had a great relationship with both. They've co-parented really well. They got divorced when I was like 18 months old, so
wow,
I haven't known them so together.
That's all you've known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, but truly, they've been great. They've always lived like within miles of each other. So,
what a blessing that is.
Grateful for that. Yeah. I've seen, you know, how that can go south really quick. So grateful for their relationship and, keeping mature and whatever growing up. But, grew up best friends with my siblings. My two older brothers actually went to Rapport before me, the teen leadership, and like, you gotta go. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
How much older are they than you?
So Brayden is 5 years older than me and Holden is 2.5. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So my mom was planning on me to go to Rapport, so I didn't get the details.
But. Did your mom go to the adult class? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, my mom works for Wadman.
Okay.
So, awesome. She went to the
Now I know
thing.
I know the whole background, where it all started.
Yeah, and I remember her talking about it like, you know, this is so important. You'll understand. And I'm like, okay, well, sure. I'll take it.
And how old were you?
I was
14, 15.
Yeah. Like 15, about to be 16. Yeah. And just looking back on it, it's crazy. Like we were discussing before, just the pinnacle of life. I don't want to say life lessons, but
who were you before? Like you went to class,
like
childhood, growing up, junior high, because you obviously had older brothers that went through the class first. So that, and the culture in the house was probably heavily inspired by Rapport.
Definitely.
A lot of the language and things like that. Mm-hmm. But what was your, let's just say early teens or even preteen, you know, who were you at that point?
I don't want to say I was shy, but I was definitely quiet, unsure. My brothers, they were really into sports and I wasn't. And so I'm like, I'm just kind of doing my own thing, whatever.
And the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Youngest of five.
Yeah. So the baby of five. So that's a big difference there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because of that, I wanted to be my own person. And so I'm like, you're going to do sports. I don't care about sports. You're going to go to Rapport. I don't care about Rapport. I'm my own person. But,
so you're a little shy.
Yeah. Yeah. And
how were you in school? How did you do with your grades and stuff?
I was whatever, you know, I wasn't like a star student, but I wasn't like failing every class.
Was it easy for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Kind of what you got out of it was what you put into it.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Friends. How many, did you have good friendships at the time?
Uh-huh. I still have one of my good friends from junior high. We're still close girlfriends. So, but yeah, I was not like, you know, the star of the show, but I wasn't like.
So you weren't doing sports. Did you do any other kind of activities outside of just school and friends?
I was really into like horses, like equine
equestrian
stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that was cool. But I did try.
You didn't try. You did.
I did. Yeah. The swim team. So I did get involved with that. I'm like, this is different. Sure. I'll dive into this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody had a swimming pool in Plain City. Yeah. So you want to get on the swim team.
That's the most natural choice. Yeah. Right.
No, nobody did.
Yeah. Nobody did that. Yeah. No. Yeah. Which is cool, right? You went against the grain even that young. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So did you always kind of go against the grain, want to kind of carve your own path? And
in high school, you know how you do the tests, like, this is what career you should go into. And I took little tests and it's like, you should be a nurse. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, everyone's a nurse. I don't want to be a nurse.
Except for they're not.
Right. But that was my perspective.
Yeah, I got it.
And, and here I am being a nurse.
Wow.
So I guess those are right. So maybe look into those if you're taking those tests.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And it took me a long time to realize, okay, I would be good at this. This is good.
Yeah.
What it did though is like pull out those qualities and characteristics that you had and you were told that you make a good nurse.
Yeah, I'm like,
and you're like, I am not interested in being a nurse. I'm going to do something else.
You're telling me I should do one thing. I'm going to do the opposite.
It's so funny when you're young and you think that, right? When someone tells you what to do, you're like, I don't think so. I think I'll do what I want to do.
Yeah,
definitely. I would say that's more common. A way to go about things that they would think that most kids would, you know, relate to that, you know, because someone says, this is what you're going to do. It's like, well, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to do anything but that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you have a good relationship with your older siblings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were all very, very close. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
So if I asked them if they had a great relationship with you when you were little, what would they say?
The youngest is always the favorite.
The little turd. Yeah. Yeah.
So you were a handful.
For sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Spicy.
So swim team, a little bit shy, and let's dive into junior high. So did you guys travel a lot as camp, anything like that? Like what was your fun time?
What was summers play like games? For you?
Ooh. We would always go camping. Bear Lake was like our thing, but my mom's annual trip for us would we go down to the beach and just camp and hang out and vibe out for the week. Like so fun. So simple, but so fun. Like, looking back on it, packing 5 kids up in one car, you know, as a single mom, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
that's a lot. Yeah.
Kudos to you. But so that was always something to look forward
to. High five to mom.
Right?
Yeah.
She's a warrior. Yeah.
Did you spend equal time with your parents or were you mostly with one? Equal?
Yeah. Equal custody. Yeah. It was awesome. My dad, he's a pilot. So he was kind of bouncing it around. And whenever he was home, we were with him.
That's what's neat about, that career is when they're gone, they're gone. Yes. Mm-hmm. But when they're there, they're there.
Exactly.
They don't have the distraction of back and forth all the time. It's just, when I go to work, they go to work. And then when they're back, they're back.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
That's a pretty neat deal. Mm-hmm.
What high school did you end up going to?
I went to Fremont.
Fremont mm-hmm. High. Shout out Fremont.
Yeehaw.
We love Fremont.
Rootin' tootin'. Yeah.
So let's talk about junior high and the experience you had a little bit in junior high. And what that was like, because when a teen makes that transition from grade school to junior high, that's a shift. Mm-hmm. You know, everything gets bigger. The school is bigger.
Overwhelming.
You know, mm-hmm. it's overwhelming, and there's new kids everywhere, and then new things going on all the time, and there's just a lot more energy. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you?
Yeah, a lot more energy, a lot more freedom, which is good and bad. I feel like it's easy to get, you are who you associate with, so.
Five closest friends, thank you, JJ, here in spirit.
So, and you're young and impressionable and finding a good group of solid friends, is so important because, things can happen so quickly and what's cool and what's not and what everyone else is doing and what I should do. And I'm lucky to have grown up in a household where, we were taught like right for wrong, good people, bad people. This is what we do. This is what we don't do.
Good moral compass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good morals, good ideals. Yeah. But did you, so you were able to develop a good group of friends when you went into junior high?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh.
Was that something that stayed consistent throughout junior high, or did it kind of ebb and flow, some of the relationships?
There were definitely friends who fell off, you know, and I'm like, I'm not interested in what y'all are doing, you know?
Because that's where a lot of the doing starts to happen.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just crazy to see, like, and just looking back, you know, so much can form who you are at those young impressionable ages. And it's just, you know, I'm so lucky to have grown up where I did with a group of friends that I did with my family, you know, and some people aren't that lucky.
No, support system makes the biggest difference, really, especially at that age.
Yeah. So you were really, you had a great family, mm-hmm. and great family life and great time together. And so you didn't have any of that struggle going on. So that wasn't something that really impacted you in a negative manner. I'm sure there were moments that it felt like you were on your own being the youngest,
for sure,
and not following along. But when you weren't following along with what everyone else was doing in the family, how was that? How did that work out? Or, you know, how did that correlate to your friend group? Did you show up more leading in that friend group or following in that friend group?
You know, it was, I think me and there's two friends that I'm thinking of specifically. We were both kind of in the same boat where we were just trying to figure things out together. So I feel like we took turns of, we'd go through phases and I would be the leader. Like, this is what we should do. And this is what everyone else is doing. And we need to avoid that. And then there'd be times where someone else would take the lead and, you know, just going through the flows of the seasons, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you when your mom went through the training?
I was, oh gosh, I think I was like 12.
So about the same mm-hmm. age as when your mom went through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why your brothers went through ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Obviously older.
Yes.
But she went through and then it was just boom, right behind her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember her coming back?
Yeah, it was so cool. I remember she was just stoked about it. Like, just on fire. Like, we need to do this. We need to be involved. We need to, you know, change our perspective, you know, like she's the ultimate optimist, I would say. Like, I call her like my blonde ray of sunshine. She's just bouncing around like, and,
as a mom of five,
uh-huh, yeah. I know,
working a working mom of five
full time. Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing. And she just set the example of like exactly what, you know, rapport kind of stands for, is we do, we don't try, you know, but the power's within you.
Yeah. I mean, I look at that and go, you know, when you talk about your mom being beaming ray of sunshine and the ultimate optimistic person and working full time and, you know, her company cared enough about her to invest in her to mm-hmm. make, you know, give her that gift and what that created for your family. It's just beautiful. But I look at it and go, wow, she had, you know, obviously just this wonderful playbook on not only how to raise five kids and then work full time, right? She just had this wonderful playbook and she didn't.
Right.
She just kept doing.
She just did it.
Yeah, kept her head up, stayed positive. I'm sure she had her own circle of influence that was impacting her and keeping her positive mm-hmm. and whatnot. And the blessings, you know, being grateful.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really neat. Big high five to your parents, both of them.
Right.
You know, your mom being able to pull that off. I'm sure she still wonders how she did it some days.
I know. I'm where she was when she was my age. She already had five children, and I'm like,
that sounds crazy.
Gosh, huh? The perspective. Yeah. I'm like, hey,
how did she do that?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Though, I ask her that all the time.
I'm like, the tenacity, just
you
the
kept
grit,
us all alive. Yeah. Yeah.
Kept everybody alive.
All of truth. Us. All five of
truth,
us.
Truth, yeah.
Right.
So you kind of cruise through junior high. Is that what it feels like to you? You just kind of cruise through junior high and then you take another step into Fremont. And when you walk into high school, that's another jump.
Right.
Right. Because you go through that comfort zone. So you had a comfort zone in grade school. You got a comfort zone in your family and your friend group. And then you go to junior high. Comfort zone expands. Friend group expands mm-hmm. and contracts and expands and contracts and expands. And then it becomes a comfort zone again. And then you go to high school. And then what happened?
You know, pretty similar.
Yeah.
And
consistent.
Yeah. I feel like the time I went through the teen leadership was.
Cause it's about that time.
Yeah. And it was perfect timing. Cause it was the summer before I started high school. And, you know, just to set the expectations for myself, like,
Your mom recognized that that was definitely a crucial point for you.
Yeah.
And you really understanding that you're in charge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That she's your mom, your dad's your dad. And although they're your parents and they still make some of the rules and stuff, you need to understand that it's your life and you got to start making those decisions for yourself.
Right. And the, you know, going through school and making the appropriate steps to have a successful future. And knowing that, like, it's all up to you. Like, I can help you with your schoolwork, but if you don't want to do it, that's up to you.
Right.
You
know,
I can help you. I can lay the path to success. But if you're not willing to follow it, then.
Yeah, you had great role models.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you got to watch some of your family go through this ahead of you all the time. Mm-hmm. So you were always just kind of, were you always somebody that really paid attention to others?
Oh, yeah.
Really definitely. Aware of what's going on with other people?
Because it's interesting because I've seen both of my parents just work their butts off and they're both successful in their different ways. Like my dad went to flight school. He put in all the hours, all the work, and now he has a beautiful, successful life. And my mom, she was a single mom. She worked two jobs. She put food on the table and now we're all grown and raised and we can help her. And she's just so comfortable and so
happy
living a beautiful life now. And I can see the both ways of they've just did it themselves to make a beautiful life for themselves. And you know, you got to put in the work for yourself.
And that's the core, right? That's the core.
Exactly.
Is taking charge for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And definitely the people you're around can help or hurt that. And your mom gives you a gift and she tells you, you get to go to Teen Leadership Breakthrough and you had some experience of, did you go to a graduation before?
No, I didn't.
You had never been to the grad.
Mm-mm. What was your understanding?
Yeah.
Because I also come from a poor family, right? So my siblings went before me and I went in thinking I didn't know anything, but I thought I sure did going in.
You're like, I got this.
I got a leg up. Did you feel that way as well? That you had kind of had exposure to what that was enough?
They kept it under wraps pretty good. I think they didn't want me to have any tools for upper hand. They were like, you know, go in it blind, figure it out.
I don't even know if that's necessarily what it was. I think it's just they wanted you to have your own experience. So
probably.
Really wasn't about the they already gave you. Experience. You already had most of the tools.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just didn't want to impact your own experience. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like telling parents, let your kids fail a little bit.
True.
Mm-hmm. Because when you let them fail a little bit, they learn from the failure and they get to figure it out. Right. Yeah. And then that experience becomes a little bit of the mold in who they become. And if you don't let them fail, they don't get to do that.
Right.
So if you just give them all the answers,
what
are they going to learn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know everything.
And that's a common thing going into the class. It's not kept quiet and private because we don't want people to know. It's so you go in and you don't have a lens of how someone else, what they got out of it.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's experience is their own experience.
It's so different for every single person.
And there's nothing a secret about it. No. It's just, how do you explain it? All you're going to explain it, all they can explain is what they experienced, which may not be what you experienced.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see that. And if you listen to our podcast regularly, everyone has a different takeaway of how it impacted their life and how they've moved that forward. So going into class, how'd you feel day one?
I was nervous just because, you know, I was quiet and I'm like, okay, I'm going to feel it out. I'm going to see what I'm doing.
I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch and see what happens here.
This was back in 2011, might we add, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This has been some time since you graduated.
A hot minute. Yeah.
I love it.
But I think I was mostly looking at it like, oh, this is a great opportunity to make friends. You know, we're all in this strange environment together, you know, just trying to take it minute by minute and, you know, have that, codependency on other people. Like, okay, like we're going through this together, but also, you know, we're going through it for ourselves.
I related to the internal struggle that goes on everywhere in life.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, whether it's a work, it could be standing in line. It could be in a restaurant. You're sitting there in a restaurant, you're eating dinner and you may be with someone. You may be with one person, and yet when you look around, everyone there is eating dinner or at work. Other people are doing their work, and they're all figuring things out for themselves. They're all having the self-talk right now. They're telling themselves stories. They're thinking about what to say, what not to say. You know, they're judging themselves, mm-hmm. and yet you're all in it together. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you're working now, right? You're all in it together. Right. You're all headed in the right same direction, but that's not really the talk that goes on in between the ears.
Right.
And so when you're sitting there in the classroom, yeah, it was about, you know, everybody's doing this, but most of the talk was about you. Mm-hmm. You may have thought about other people from time to time, when they were doing something, but usually the rest of the time you weren't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, I was thinking back on my class when I first started the day of, I remember every single person that was in my class. I remember their face. I remember their story. But if I think back to day one, I don't remember remembering anyone around me. Do you remember when you were sitting in class day one? Do you remember observing people and knowing, okay, this was this person and knowing what's going on? Were you so focused on what was going on with you and how to make sure you were getting through the process?
No, that's exactly right. Like, that's so funny you say that because yeah, I was looking up on Facebook, like our team group. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, I remember every single person. Like what a wild experience we went through. But yeah, like just focusing on like, okay, how am I going to make the most of this? How am I going to, grow from this? Right. Like just, you're right. Making it about.
And you think, well, and in life, you're always worried about how you're showing up and all that. And is this person judging me and what are they thinking about? And did I say the right thing or was it the right moment? And really you realize they're not thinking about you at all.
Right.
Yeah. They're worried about themselves yeah, the whole right. time. Yeah.
No one right. cares. Yeah.
And until you build that team and you find that moment really where you can relax and trust someone, that's where you start being observant of them around you and mm-hmm. being aware.
Once you really start listening to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that you really get to experience there. So you get to experience TLB mm-hmm. and it's a very quick class. Feels like about a week, but it's a very quick class.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're at graduation and you've got your family there. And a couple of questions. What was graduation like for you? And the second question is, what did you really gain for yourself from going to the class?
Graduation was so cool because I just remember my mom especially is like, you're not going to quit. You're going to want to quit, but you're not going to.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And I'm like, yeah, like mm-hmm. I did it. And just to see, you know, all of my classmates too go through the same struggles, but come out on top, you know, and just seeing my brothers there being so stoked for me. And I'm sorry, what was the second question?
No, you can finish that okay. one and then I'll ask it again. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
And it was just, I just remember like the feeling of joy, like just in my gut, like it was just such a unique, happy day for not only like myself and like the tools I learned, but also for, again, all my classmates who experienced the same thing I did.
Did you feel like a different level of connection with your family?
For sure.
Leaving yeah. mm-hmm. class? Mm-hmm. Appreciation for your family?
Yeah. And just, you know.
Because you got to hear stories from lots of kids while you were there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that listening to other kids share what they've got going on at home and what they're experiencing and you can't help but go, wow, I'm really lucky. Like I'm blessed. I've got so many great things going on in my life and a family that is always there for me, supporting me. And
the gratitude.
Up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So the second question was, what did you gain for yourself from the class?
I think a lot of confidence, you know, being a young woman about to start high school, you know, you're very unsure of a lot of things like, am I cool enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? Am I enough in general? And I think going through that course right before starting high school is like, yeah, like I have everything I need inside me. I'm good. Like high school's nothing. I can handle anything.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I hear you say that and I believe you. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you as a parent, that's all a parent would ever want their child to know is they're enough and that they've got it.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, you know, there's going to be moments when you don't think you got it. You've got it. And you're enough. I mean, to hear that is just such a breath of fresh air because there's a lot that don't believe that they're enough or that don't believe they can live up to the expectations of others mm-hmm. or, you know, have such a fear of letting people down in their life that they really stop pushing themselves or taking risks or putting themselves out there because they're afraid that I might fail. And if I fail, I'm going to let them down, you know, and they're going to think down on me and or they're just afraid to simply be them. So they start to be, you know, someone else.
Yeah.
Or be something or a version of someone else that they think that these people that are around want them to be.
Not living authentically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you leave there fully confident, in charge, focused. Did you set some goals for yourself when you walked out of that class thinking about what you wanted to do for yourself?
Yeah, I remember vividly, I was so concerned about, again, which most people are, you know, being young, like what does everyone think about me? Like what am I going to wear to be cool? What am I going to say to be cool? Am I going to be funny? You know, and similar to what I said, it's just leaving without that care, you know, like I don't care what anyone thinks of me.
Wow.
I'm just me.
At 15, 16 years old. Yeah.
It's such a pivotal time to have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you leave class and it's summer still, but you're going into high school. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about high school for a moment, because there's just so many things that happen. That is when we talk about defining periods of time, though, that's definitely a defining period. And it's usually not so much about the schoolwork as it is all of the other outside influences and, you know, outside noise. So what was school, high school? How did that transition for you? What was that experience like?
Yeah, I think high school was, you know, just a stepping stone to the tools of, similar to what I said before, like the path is there. You just have to walk it, you know? So knowing the tools of, okay, if I have to do, I have to get good grades to graduate. I have to be on time to graduate. Graduation will lead me to a job. Graduation will lead me to college.
Yep.
Just always looking forward in that sense. And I think a lot of people get in like, well, I don't care what tomorrow brings. Mm-hmm. I'm having fun today.
So they're not planning. So many people spend so much time in today and just kind of having fun today. They don't really focus on the future, mm-hmm. but you've been very focused in your, what's next for you.
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's helped you because you've had great success with that. Have you ever stopped and thought about, you know, you missed something because you were so goal oriented or goal focused or forward focused? Like,
yes and no. I feel like sometimes I struggle with like living in the moment, mm-hmm. you know, like enjoying today, enjoying
where I'm at.
Yeah. The beautiful sunshine today. But also I really value that part of me that's always moving forward and working on something and growing and progressing and being the best person I can be continually. I think that's something I really,
did you get that drive from your mom and dad then?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you cruise through high school and it's over. Life is just off and running and it's on, you know, a 10 speed, right? Mm-hmm. And you decide that you are going to do what next? When did you start deciding what was next for you outside of high school, since you're such a focused forward person?
So I went to Utah State. I mm-hmm. got like half my generals done. I'm like, I'm just going to pump the brakes for a minute because I don't want to do nursing because everyone does still. That.
I'm not doing nursing. No, I'm just going to get.
That's so funny how that.
What happens. Else is there? Come on, somebody send me a sign. What else is there?
So I ended up getting into property management and I worked in that for about two and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was great. But I'm like, this is not it.
Because what happens is you start doing it and it's new and you're learning mm-hmm. and you're developing and you're growing and you're getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, right? All those things are awesome. And then all of a sudden one day it's like,
oh,
wait, this is where I'm at.
I'm bored. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you got bored.
Yeah. And my sister-in-law was like, well, why don't you go to nursing? I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get my CNA. Sure. I'll try it. And I got
You're going to try it?
Uh-huh. And so I got
you didn't
my
do it.
I did it. Yes. I love that. And so I got my CNA and it worked out. I'm like, wow, I actually love this. What the heck?
So you were you weren't all in when you started, or were you? Like, you weren't all in and then you made the decision and then you were all in?
For nursing or for the CNA?
For CNA.
So I was all in for CNA. I said, I'll do it. Yeah. And then my thought process was, if I do it and I like it, I'll go all in for nursing.
Oh, mm-hmm. got it.
Mm-hmm. So
this was like, let's see what this is first.
Correct. Yeah.
And then I'll decide.
Little dip in my toe in the healthcare field.
Because there's no school involved with the CNA part.
It's like
it's a walk in the 3 week
program. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember.
So you dive in, you decide I'm going to JFDI, just focus and do it and get this part done. And through that experience, you learned what?
Like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like nursing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sense that you liked it? Was it something that you felt, or was it just like, you know what, this is really kind of cool.
It was,
there any people you met that helped you kind of figure that out, or was it just all on your own?
I think it was the realization of, okay, what I do with my time on earth is I want to help people. Mm-hmm. I want to make a difference. I want to make the most of my time.
Be a giver, not a taker.
Yeah. So being a CNA, I worked at a little old folks home. I'm like, oh, this is so fun. I get to make a difference in these people's lives. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the next thing. I'm going to go to nursing so I can take it one step further.
But that's where you have to decide and dig in, because that's no joke.
Were
you still taking other classes up at Utah State at this time?
No, I had moved home. I'm like, maybe college isn't for me, when I was doing property management. I'm like, I don't know. I need to take a minute and like breathe about it.
What happened when you took that minute? Was everybody like, great, take a minute? Like, or did you get some pushback?
No, everyone's like, yeah.
Very supportive.
Cause, my mom's successful. She didn't, she had her generals done. My dad, he has his associates. And so we weren't like a really big
college family.
Get your degree family. Yeah. So if you can make it work.
So they were very supportive of you taking that time and figuring it out.
Yeah.
And I would say that there's a lot of parents that is a hard
conversation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like I've had friends who didn't want to go to college because junior high and high school was so rigorous of, you got to have straight A's or, you know, consequences, which, you know, good and bad. I think there's balance with that, but, so yeah, I jumped into nursing and it was hard. It was really difficult, but it worked out. When me and Mesa did rapport, that was right before I was trying to decide.
You were deciding.
Uh-huh.
That you were going into.
Uh-huh. I'm like,
the process, she was.
When you guys went on team?
Into nursing.
Yes, when you guys went on team, that's when you were working on deciding what you were going to do.
And
did that help? When you went on team, did that help you make the decision?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because, you know, that self-doubt can creep up, and
it
that,
does.
That event was like, no, I know who I am. I can do this.
Well, you're staring at a long list and a lot of time and money. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot. And so when you're looking at eating that elephant, it's just a lot.
And exactly what you said earlier, like, oh my gosh, if I don't succeed, I have to tell everyone I failed. Oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. Well, yeah. Let me just pump the brakes. But I'm like, okay, but when I do succeed,
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm off and running.
Yeah.
It's also helpful when you're on team, right? Where you've built up your doubts and things creep back in, and then you get to watch people go through this experience and think, oh, wow, I went through that and I'm okay and I've got this again, right?
Right.
It's always a breath of fresh air, you know, and that's what we tell everybody. Just keep going on team. Like, you can just keep doing that. You have to do it all the time, but when those that keep showing up and volunteering and doing that get so much from that, the gift that's given back is like 20 times the effort put into it.
Absolutely. It's
beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the decision and you just back in at JFDI.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on your team. Mm-hmm. Everybody's excited for you. Everybody's cheering for you. How was that experience of going through school?
It was good. I had broken up with a long-term boyfriend right before. I said, okay,
how was that?
It was difficult because it was kind of that pinnacle moment of, okay, I can stay in property management. I can stay in this
relationship
where we live together and it's fine and we can be fine, or I can.
But that relationship was probably similar to that job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really exciting, learning a lot, experiencing a lot, doing a lot, everything's new. And then
it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I, you know,
it's hard to walk away though.
Making that decision of, okay, I got to cut ties for future me. You know? Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy decision.
Yeah. But
you had a lot of support. So you knew that it would be okay.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody was in year ago and you got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom,
you're enough.
I got whatever you need.
So you're making a decision to look into nursing, see if you're interested. You're going on team. you're no longer going to college and you're also ending a relationship all around the same time.
Yeah.
You get things done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Busy girl. I love it.
So how long did it take you to get through school?
About 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Thank Seems
you.
To be a trend for this one.
It is. Yeah. I mean, she didn't even jump out of the window halfway through or anything either. And next.
Yeah. She said, I guess I'll hold on to this. This sounds good.
So let's talk about that graduation for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like?
My nursing school graduation? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so lovely because, you know, 2 years of working your ass off, you know, day and night, losing relationships for, you know, sacrifices for your future self. And then it all comes to a blossom. And it's like, yes, like I did it. I can move on. You know, I can.
This is me.
Reap the benefits of everything that I've worked on the past.
And who showed up to watch you graduate?
My mom and my dad. It was August of 21. So it was still like.
Little COVID-y.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So my mom, my dad, and then my sister-in-law who told me to go to nursing school. She flew in from Washington, D.C. And
amazing.
It was awesome. It was such a good day.
Yeah. You think about those moments and just the love you feel in that moment, mm-hmm. and the pride, and it really just reinforces the courage that you have, and it reinforces the, you know, drive and determination as well as the confidence. So it's like you're back to doing something tough, and the tough thing started not with really necessarily going through nursing school. The tough thing was deciding that this is no longer serving me in business and personal life. And I've got to make a change. I've got to make a shift. And to do that, you've got to let go of something to move on to something else. And that's the scary part.
Because it
starts to be a comfort zone.
Exactly. A lot of uncomfortable conversations that, you know, you got to be brave and have to.
Did you meet some new friends going through nursing school? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody's grinding together. Everybody's in it together. It was like back in that classroom a little bit, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, good times.
So you graduated the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously you never look back, but you get getting to focus on those a little bit. What happened next for you? Because that's where the doors just start opening.
Mm-hmm. I had always wanted to work in the ER. I did my clinicals there, my school hours. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is badass.
Well, it's so fast paced. Yeah. It's always going. Uh-huh. It's just never stops. Just boom, 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 all the time.
Mm-hmm. So I had,
and there's lots of new people.
Yeah.
Like work in the ER. Mm-hmm. It's like never the same. It's like you get the consistency of it, but there's a lot of different people that come and go in there.
Always moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, similar. I'm like, well, I'm brand new. Like I don't have all the skills I need. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to apply. I have the knowledge. I have the credentials. Sure. I'll apply. And one of my good friends worked there as well. And she was like, yeah, apply, do it. What's the worst that could happen? I'm like, you're right.
What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
And then I got the job.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So where's this job at?
I work at the Layton IHC hospital, like right off Layton Parkway.
That's where you got hired.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, so was that in 2021 you got hired mm-hmm. there? Okay.
Yeah.
So the end, you graduate in 2021 and you get hired in the emergency room
mm-hmm.
and now you're off and running.
Yeah.
So what have you built for yourself since the end of 2021 as we come to the end of 2024? Cause it's been a 3 quick years for you.
That's crazy. You know, I feel like, especially like in the nursing in general, but in the ER, it's so cool because you know, you use your skills every day and you're sharpening new skills every day or skills I forgot about. I'm like, oh, let's work on this. You know, you're always, it's never the same. So continuing to progress and grow is just so cool. Like, I love my job, you know, getting to make a difference in someone's life. Like I wanted to
save. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
And, you know, just continuing to progress and be my best self is just awesome.
So you love what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and you're just excelling at it. And I'm sure the people that get to work with you love you being there as well. Starts to be kind of a little bit of a family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma bonding.
Trauma bonding.
That we're talking
trauma
about.
Bonding. Yeah.
There's a lot
there's a little bit of link and looping here, right? She loves this trauma bonding. How has it transitioned your personal life?
I think working in the ER, you know, the confidence that you have to have to be good at your job. And then that transfers outside of work. Like I'm a confident person. Like I can do anything. I had a patient having a heart attack today. And we gave him what he needed and he's on his way.
He's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think the perception of my struggles with my personal life or whatever seems so minute compared to, you know, someone almost died today. Like,
yeah. So it's helped your perspective.
For sure. Yeah.
Did you see the correlation though, when you were in, I mean, cause it always seems to balance somewhat, right? Mm-hmm. When you, people say, oh, well, if you're really driven and you're so focused on your professional life, right? And that would be you and your job. It's like, well, what'll suffer is your personal life. And it's like, well, you know, there's moments where it can, for mm-hmm. sure, you know, because you're needed. And what you do, you love doing it. So you're going to do it whenever it's needed to be done. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, especially you're, I'm sure, someone that can fill in for people and cover for people and help out where it needs to happen. And you're just that person that's just like, yep, I'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. And that can take a toll on the personal life. But how are your relationships now developing? You know, what are some of those relationships you have now?
I think, seeing so many sick people, seeing people in all stages of life, you know, I have newborn babies. I have people on hospice who are going to die within a week, people who are sick, people who are paraplegics. You know, I think having that perspective and bringing it into my personal life of, oh my gosh, I'm so blessed. I am so lucky to have a working, healthy body. I'm so lucky to have both my parents alive with working, healthy bodies. And just taking that perspective of being so grateful for everything that I have and everything that is given to me. I think that helps me have a really good balance of, I have my work and I can see that. And then I have my personal life and I can see.
So in your personal life, what do you do for fun?
Oh, I depends on the season. If it would snow more, I'd be up in the mountains snowboarding.
So skiing is definitely the winter sport. What do you do during the summer?
I love to go hiking. You know, I'm an overnight camping girl. I can't do the backpacking trips, but you know, little car camping, little s'mores.
Overnighter, a little fire overnight. Yeah, okay.
Living the best Utah life you can.
Exactly. That is. So have you gotten out a lot and experienced a lot of what this state has to offer?
Yeah. The national parks, love them. Another thing, it's just me. So I'm not married. I don't have kids. I work 3 days a week, whatever. So I like to.
You're kind of on that schedule like dad. Travel. She's kind of on like this dad's schedule.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm on. When I'm off, goodbye. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Like if I like to go on little random trips, you know, I just went to San Francisco last week to see one of my.
By yourself?
Uh-huh. That's just my thing. Like I don't have to worry about.
Do you still get flight benefits?
No. Oh. I got a fund saved up for
my. I'm like, that's the second greatest thing of having your dad
family member.
That would be the fly benefits. Yeah. Like, yep.
That's long gone. Yeah.
Oh man. Anyways.
So what I want to know is what's next? What's next for you in this next 5 years? Where do you see yourself being? Who do you see yourself being?
You know, it's funny you say that. So I'm at this pinnacle again of, I love my job. I love healthcare, but I need to progress somehow. Like I don't want to be bedside nursing forever. And there's a program, it's like a CRNA, it's certified registered nurse anesthetist. So basically anesthesia with a nursing license. So that would be like 3 more years of school or for whatever. This is like last week popped in my head. I'm like, what if I went to flight school? What if I became a pilot like my dad? Why not? I could.
Why not? Yeah. So what's the worst?
So you've got a couple of things going on right now. Funny you ask.
Funny you'd say that.
Surprise. She's got something in the funnel right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it doesn't have to be specific, but from a lifestyle perspective and, or even, you know, what you deem as success, because we all have our little different version of what we see success being. You know, where do you see yourself in that 5 years? What does your life look like, sound like, feel like, you know, who's in it?
Okay. Great question. I don't want to be tied down to anything. I don't want.
So what do you want? You want to be free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be myself. I want to be authentic. I want to have my family around. I want to have the flexibility to do whatever I want.
Maybe a travel partner.
Maybe. Sure, if they can keep up, yeah.
She's keeping it open to a travel partner.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Yeah. If you can keep up.
I love it.
Yeah. Taking applications now.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
New home.
Yeah. I would love. Yeah. I'm living in an apartment now, which is lovely. It's perfect
for me. It fits the lifestyle right now.
But one day. Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Wow.
So one last question for me.
Okay.
You have something?
No.
All right.
I'm just sitting here going, good grief.
Yeah.
She got you're me all
running amped up.
Here I was complaining about my week and month.
Yeah. Right. If you could tell past you, right, going into the class, where you're at now, one word of advice from where you're at now, your perspective.
Or one piece.
One piece.
Yeah.
What would that be?
You could do anything. Anything. No hesitation. Just believe in yourself.
And just keep going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been, she's awesome. You're so awesome.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah, I love having you here. Appreciate you being here. Yeah,
thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much for your story and getting to spend time with you. It's been honestly a blessing.
And I'm excited. We're excited to follow up. This is definitely going to be a follow up because you move so fast. We could meet next year and it's like, well, let me tell you what just happened. And let me tell you what popped in my head this morning.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
On your team.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Yeah. Appreciate it.
That's all.
That's all.
Respect, integrity, passion, personal power, leadership, enthusiasm. This has been the Empowering Youth Podcast from Building Utah Youth. To become part of the 3%, visit Building Utah Youth on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or on our website at buildingutahyouth.org.